Before we dive into today's podcast, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this content is intended for general purposes only and should not be used to substitute professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your medical service practitioner based on your unique needs. Hi, this is Kelly Aiello, your nutritional nerd, bringing you the health news you want to hear for the week of August 24th, 2020. This week, let's take another look at panic attacks, more specifically, what you can do to stop one. This is part two of a little mini series that I'm doing about panic attacks. So if you happen to miss it last week, I discussed what panic attacks are and how various breathing techniques could help. I also introduced you to how to practice some of these breathing techniques as well. So if you missed it, be sure to check it out on happyhuman.com. If you, like about one out of every three Canadians, have ever experienced a panic attack before, you know how frightening they can be and how beneficial it can be to breathe through an attack. But did you know that there are also other things you can do to help? With the right know-how, you might even be able to stop a panic attack in its tracks. So today, I would like to talk to you about six actionable strategies that you can take should you ever have a panic attack, or if you feel your stress levels start to spiral out of control. The first is to step away physically. If you find yourself in a situation that is starting to become too overwhelming, a good strategy is to remove yourself physically from that situation. If at all possible, stepping away may even help you avoid a panic attack in the first place. After leaving the situation, work to calm your nervous system. This time would be a great time to practice any of the breathing techniques that I introduced you to last week. Other ways to help you decompress and let things go can include stepping outside to get some fresh air, going for a little walk, spending some time with your loving pet, taking a hot bath, or simply doing anything that you find relaxing and calming. So regardless of what you do, remove yourself from the situation first, then work to calm your nervous system. A second strategy is to visit your happy place. So sometimes it is actually impossible to step away or remove yourself from a situation physically. Or even if you can, you might be able to do little more than just that. Stepping away might be all that your body can handle at the moment. In these cases, I suggest you try something called mental distancing or visiting your happy place. This involves creating an imaginary safe space in your mind and allowing your mind to take you there. It can be any place as long as you feel safe, comfortable, and relaxed there. So you might want to imagine yourself on a quiet mountaintop, or floating peacefully down a river, or laying in the tropics on the hot sand. Anywhere that makes you calm and happy. To help make things more impactful, when you visit your happy place in your mind, use your senses to focus on the details surrounding that place. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your face or the granules of sand between your fingers. Smell the ocean or air around you. Listen to the sounds of birds chirping or leaves rustling in the wind. Watch the waves lap along the shore, or see palm trees swaying in the breeze. Trying to mentally take yourself to your happy place and feel your surroundings can allow you to escape from an escalating or stressful situation mentally. This kind of visualization can be just as effective in helping you avoid a panic attack or emotional breakdown as physically removing yourself from the situation would. Third, you can try finding a focus object. So this is another strategy that can help if you have a panic attack, and that's to find one focus object and focus solely on that one object. Pick anything in your surroundings and focus only on that, consciously noting everything possible about it. You'll want to start with the object in general. Get that in your mind. Then you focus on every little detail. So for example, if the first thing you spot is a tree, you'll notice that the tree is there. Take note of its shape and size. Then start focusing on the branches, how crooked the trunk is, all the knots in the wood, the leaves and their color, how the leaves wave in the wind, the ants that meticulously march up and down the trunk, and so on. And the more minute the details you can spot, like the little holes in the leaves that have been eaten by bugs, right? The easier it will be to refocus your attention away from a possible panic attack and toward all the details of your chosen object. Hopefully, when you do this, your symptoms will subside. Another method would be repeating a mantra. So this is kind of similar to finding a focus object. So repeating a mantra can have that a similar type of effect. If you're not familiar with it, a mantra can be anything, any sound, word, or phrase that resonates with you. Repeating your mantra can provide reassurance and give you something to hold on to during a panic attack. It could also induce more of a trance-like state to help you help move your mind away from stress and towards relaxation. The mantra you choose might be a single word like calm or relax that you repeat to yourself. It could also be a simple phrase like this too shall pass, or something like let it go, let it go, let it go. Whatever mantra you choose, it should resonate with you, speak to you personally, or be reflective of what you need at that moment. Repeating it in your head over and over again will help your nervous system start to relax and your panic attack start to subside. Another method is to ground yourself. So grounding yourself in the moment can also be a helpful strategy. There are several different grounding techniques that you could try when you need to calm down quickly. One of them that I will give you the example of today is the 5-4-3-2-1 method. In this method, you're going to use all five of your senses to help yourself calm down. And you do this by focusing your attention on five things that are in your surroundings you can see. So take note of five things you can see, four things around you that you can feel or touch, three things surrounding you that you can hear, two things in your environment that you can smell, and then one thing that you can taste. So taste might be a hard thing to identify at that moment. So if that's the case, you can just think of anything pleasant that you like to taste instead. Focusing on your five senses using this grounding technique can help you focus on the moment. It will help ground yourself in your surroundings, and it can hopefully help you avoid a panic attack. And finally, and this one is absolutely key, understand what is happening. I did mention this one in last week's post. So the first time that you do experience a panic attack, it can be absolutely terrifying because you don't know what's happening to you. But thankfully, regardless of how bad that first panic attack was, the sensations that you experienced eventually eased and then passed. Once you understand that what you experienced was a panic attack, you can use this knowledge to start adopting some new healthy habits to get your body back to a more balanced state. Doing so can enable you to recognize the next time a panic attack is about to hit so that you can stop it in its tracks. If you find yourself in a moment of stress, fear, or panic that you fear might be building up to a panic attack, then stop. Recognize what is happening. Remind yourself that you have survived every scary symptom and attack in the past, and that this time will be no different. You'll make it through. Recognize that you are having a panic attack and start your preferred breathing method right away. Then you can add in one of these strategies that I've presented to you today to help calm your nervous system. You may not be able to learn any of these strategies overnight, and you might not even be able to remember one of them when you need to, but the more you practice, the more natural these types of coping mechanisms will become. That means you'll be more likely to remember what to do when and if a panic attack is about to strike. All of these strategies are also great ways to reduce stress and lower cortisol levels in general. So even if you don't get panic attacks as a general rule, any of these strategies can be helpful in any stressful situation. Absolutely, there is no doubt panic attacks, stress, and anxiety are becoming more and more prevalent in our society. And there's absolutely no doubt as well that dealing with them can be a challenge. They can be quite overwhelming and prevent you from living your life to its fullest. However, if you start any of these actionable coping strategies that I talked to you about today, you might be able to stop an attack before it takes control. As always, I welcome your thoughts and I value your feedback. Please let me know what you think by commenting on this podcast or sharing it with someone you love. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Have a great day.